Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM.
Young lady, I was born into this world of the zodiac sign that they call Scorpio. And my favorite foods are, you know what I like to eat, baby? I like to eat seafood, the exotic type of seafood, what they call lobster tails, king crab legs, and things of that nature. A little bit of caviar sometimes wouldn't hurt. I ride around, right? I be riding around in my blue BMW, and I see you walking back and forth the street, going to the store, doing things that you do. I often wondered what your name was. So today I'm taking out this little time just to ask you, what's your name? Maybe the next time I see you, baby, you know, maybe you can go for a little cruise in my car and things like that. Get a little bit more acquainted. Cause see, I like to do a whole lot of weird things that normal people don't do, you know, gymnastics. I like to swim. I like Bermuda with the pink sand, the ocean rubbing up against your back and shaking and things like that. Maybe one day, man, you can go out there and have a good time, you know, once we get to know each other better. But first I have to get your number. You know? I gotta go out there and buy me a telephone just to put in my BMW, baby. Just to call you on the phone, you know? I spend money. I don't care. Money don't mean nothing when it comes down to love. And I feel love. See, that's why I'm following it up and down the street every day. You know, it's me beating my horn. Burr, burr, burr. But you always turn away. And now, I just can't hold it back.
Fabulous. I like the finer things in life, you know, like old English malt liquor, snow crab legs, lounging on the beach with some Church's fried chicken, or perhaps my favorite Popeyes. And tonight, we're going all the way out. We're living ghetto fabulous on the 13th floor of the moon with the Force MDs live. Gentlemen, good evening. Good evening.
Hey, what's up? Hey, man, what's up? What's up, brother? How you
doing? What's going on, brother man? Brother man, tweet, tweet.
We about to rock. We about to rock it out tonight, y'all. Man, it only took me 7 years, you know, to finally get y'all, but it's going down. I've been trying to get an interview with y'all forever. Then I'm sitting here looking at y'all on Unsung, eating my heart out like, damn. They made it to the big screen. That was a beautiful situation, man. I watched that show several times as well. What a great situation, man. You guys definitely deserve it.
Definitely. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that, man.
I just like the history, man. You guys are what we would consider like third-degree OGs. Y'all was here when hip-hop started, before it was BET. Y'all, and y'all still around, man. I mean, it's been a long, hard journey. We all know that, the trials and tribulations of everything. But y'all still standing tall through it all. That right there is truly commendable. Truly commendable. Man, it's hard enough to try to come up with a hit record. And those that
right.
do, they do it. Some will try their whole lives and can do it. But to just to have the longevity, that's worth more than a Billboard, you know, to be on the charts, if you ask me.
It's facts, brother. It's facts, man. Yeah,
so,
man,
without any further ado, I want to know, man, we got so much, man, so many other questions. Also, let me introduce you to my co-host. His name is G. Lou. We call him Lou Lavish over here.
G. Lou.
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? What's up? What's good? The legendary Force MDs, one of my favorite groups all time, you know, from back in that time and what you guys did and transcended from the rap to the R&B and just did it so fly, man. You know what I mean? Love is the House, one of my favorite songs ever. My last name
hey, thanks,
is House. So,
there you go.
Y'all.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, brother. All right.
Well, I got bad news. I ain't playing that song tonight.
I know Tweed don't like that.
I ain't playing that song.
That's too lightweight for Tweed. He goes deep.
Yeah, We know songs that y'all probably forgot. Feel me? And that's the music that we take pride in. You know, because some people might call them album fillers. But the others, those were really the hits. It wasn't the stuff that you heard on the radio every day. You know, y'all got so many monumental tunes, man. But I got them all. I got them all. My
first and foremost,
let me send a shout out to our sponsors. This episode tonight is brought to you by Stacy Adams Incorporated for your footwear, your headwear, your kids' wear, your underwear, socks, apparel. Just go to tweakadlike.com, hit the sponsor button, and you will get tonight. I'm offering 35% discount if you act now. Also, magnificentwax.com, located in your local Walmarts. Tell them Tweak Cadillac sent you. You will also get a discount. BTP Media, our publicist, our friends over there, Mr. Jeff Kwan, the G. Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays as well, hosted by Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, Hangster the Gangster, FunDiggity.com, the best funnel cakes in the world, located at 2807 North Dorard Avenue, City of Compton, 90222. No more phone orders, because you know how black folks are. Y'all kind of mess it up for the rest of the people. So they're no longer taking phone orders. Y'all ordering 10 funnel cakes and then don't arrive. So, you know, man, we can't do that. So either pull up to the spot or DoorDash or Uber Eats. We got your back, your front, and your side. So with the sponsors out the way, let's get to the force. Man, it's one thing that I thought was so fly, man. I read where you guys said your price isn't based on your talent. No. You said your price is based on your talent, not their budget. I thought that was so fly. It's like, don't come at us trying to lowball us. You know, man, we charge what we know we worth. So if we ain't in your budget, you might want to go get the another group, man. I thought that was so profound right there, man.
That's real. That's real, man. That's real, my brother. Yeah.
That's right.
Man, you guys that went, man, been everywhere. I'm sure that you've forgotten half of the journey because you've had so many experiences. You done rock stages from here to Kalamazoo. Have you guys been overseas by any chance? Pretty sure you have.
Yeah. We've been to Japan. We went, as a matter of fact, we went to a lot of overseas areas when we toured with Madonna back in the days. You know, we've been to Italy, London, Germany.
Wow.
It goes on, man. We've been to a lot of countries,
England,
man.
France. Yeah.
Yeah, England. Yeah. So, you know, we always shout out Madonna for giving us that opportunity to go over there with her because she picked us out of a lot of acts to open up for her tour. You know, she could have picked the Red Hot Chili Peppers, another group, but she chose us. She had a liking to our sound and the way we sing and everything, and she chose us out of everybody, man. That was like, you know, we just sung a little acapella to her, man, and that sealed the deal, and she said, I want you guys to come on tour. We thought she was playing around. We said, nah, are you serious? Said, yeah, I want you guys to come on tour. And it really happened.
Wow.
We seen the papers and the paperwork. We knew it was real. And that was a great experience, man. And we'll never forget that. We're forever
I'm surprised one of y'all didn't try to date her. Because I know y'all players.
Yeah. She's kind of feeling on Trisco a little bit. It was fun, man. We got to meet Shabadoo, you know, from Breaking. I know he's from the West, right? West Coast, right?
Shabadoo
from Breaking. Yeah, we met him out there. He was dancing for her back then. Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace, Shabadoo.
Big old loves all the time too. Yeah. So, man, you got all of these songs. What really get y'all blood flowing? Is the recording of the music or performing the music?
Pretty much both, man. Because you know, record a lot of, especially the ballads. You know, like we always cut the lights out in the studio and put some candles on, man. Just zone into that mood, man. And you know, we put our heart into it, man. And you know, and I guess, you know, people feel it, and that's all we search for, the people to feel what we felt, you know, singing those songs, you know. And it was definitely an experience. Me and Khalil and our brother TC, he's our brother. TC is like the main lead singer of the group. Remember, he rest in peace. We'll talk about that later on, about, you know, our brother. But, you know, especially TC was the person who likes the lights out, because our first actual ballad we ever put out, if you didn't know, was Tears. That was the first one we put out. And that's when the light ceremony, you know, like turn the lights out, put the candle on. That's when that all started happening. And when Tears became our first top 10 hit, we knew that was the formula right there. Just turn them lights out, put the candles on, and get into that zone. And yeah, that's how it all, you know, that's just the beginning, the stages of how we first started recording our song.
That's actually my favorite song too. I guess I might as well pay up now, because I owe y'all a gang of royalties for all the coochie coupons that I got off of that song. I might as well send a check on down right about now too. Y'all caught me. Y'all finally caught me. We going back 30 years of royalties.
Right,
man, you got like 30 years of royalty statements coming. Cause that song worked for me every time. They be crying halfway through. Most deaf, man. Let's get into another one that I thought was worthy. I like this one, man. It's kind of fly too, man. 90.3 FM, Tweet Cadillac, G Lou, Force MDs, live on the premises. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player.
Yeah, yeah.
To the sky, the numbers would be oh so high, but I'm Dale. Along with Scotty and Bo, we are the Tim Priests. And you're listening to 93.3 FM. And also listen to the spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. And ladies, this is dedicated to the one you love. Yeah.
You're tuned in to 93.3 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. I'm Mick Murphy from the internationally known group The System, so don't disturb this groove as you're listening to the After Six Cruise Mix. Tell a hater to tell a player.
That's right, and we are here 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Thursday night, so make sure tell a hater to tell a player. We're live on the premises. It don't cost you nothing. Absolutely free. All you have to do is hit the follow button. I suggest you hit the follow button. If you want to show me some love and support, that's all you got to do is hit the follow button. It'll be greatly appreciated. So, man, with that being said, the Force MDs, these guys were, I noticed as well that, you guys were the first group on Tommy Boy Records to even get a major distribution deal. I thought that in itself was hell of a, because back in the day, everybody named Mama wanted to be on Tommy Boy Records, you know, from Coolio to everybody. I mean, they had
Digital
everybody.
Digital Underground. Yeah.
So you were definitely in good hands.
What was it, though, Tommy Boy? Hold on, I wanted to ask briefly, speaking on Tommy Boy Tweed, always just remember watching Tommy Boy and just having a lot of records from them with the Tommy Boy label at that time when Def Jam and all these other labels were popping. What was different about Tommy Boy, though? It seemed somewhat of a different type of label.
I think, you know, Tommy Boy definitely, like, was Def Jam before Def Jam, pretty much.
Right.
Because they did pick a lot of good artists, you know. And,
right. They were selective, it seemed like. They were selective.
Yeah, selective. Yeah, very selective, man. But you know something? They also missed out on a lot of artists. They had a chance to sign, but passed on. They passed on the Wu-Tang Clan, New Edition, Madonna, like other acts.
Madonna,
on. Yeah. They passed on. They could have had, you know, but, you know, Tupac. Even Tupac.
Wow.
He could have, but, you know, they passed on him, but, you know. But they did make a lot of good choices, too, you know. They had the good with the bad. They made, you know, they got Naughty by Nature, De La Soul, House of Pain, Queen Latifah. Yeah, they picked a lot of good ones, you know. We was definitely the first. Well, we was the third act that got on Tommy Boy, pretty much. It was Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. Then it was the Johnson Crew.
Yeah.
So they got on. Then we got on. We was the third act to get on Tommy Boy.
Was Johnson Crew connected with Bambaataa though? That seemed like the same kind of sound.
Nah, they just used They used the Planet Rock beat for their song, their record.
Okay.
And you know, Tommy Boy, he was, what made him unique was he would like to come up with a lot of gimmicks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you had Rapping Duke. Even Rapping Duke was signed to Tommy.
Oh, wow.
Rapping Duke. Yeah, Rapping Duke.
Yeah, that was a gold single. That was a gold record, too. Ain't that a trip?
Yeah.
The video, too. Yeah. The video was crazy.
When you
the
got,
first black cowboy.
Yeah, when you got Biggie Big up at him on his record. Biggie shouted him out. And RuPaul, You Better Work.
RuPaul.
You Better Work.
Wow.
That was on Tommy Boy. Yeah, man.
Wow.
And I bet
he got a lot of ego.
On top of an island somewhere in Italy somewhere with $100 million dollars. You know, like, hip-hop has been good to me.
For real.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of the money, man, how was the money back then? Did they try to cheat y'all out your publishing? Because I've heard so many stories. I've interviewed everybody that's been on Unsung, and
they
now I have you guys.
Have some issues with them.
Yeah, man.
And
go on, bro.
So they broke bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen. Let me say this. Look, at that time, the blueprint for all the labels they was following with all the other white labels, you know, standards was of how to make money. So black and white, they was basically doing the same thing. They wasn't giving everybody their fair share. They publishing and stuff like that. So they did that. That was the norm. So if you was in the industry at that time, you had to go through the gauntlet. You know what I mean? And
everybody got it. It was everybody.
Get out after that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well,
one thing they couldn't take from you was that show money. They couldn't
touch
that.
That's right.
So, man, that's enough to sustain you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't have to be eating hamburgers on the road at Jack in the Box.
They didn't take all your publishing. They would take a great portion of the publishing. You know, until you get schooled, until you get the right lawyer that wasn't, you know,
right,
representing the lawyer that wasn't playing the middle, that he's down with the label and act like he's down with you. If you got the right lawyer to say, like, yo, this is what you got to have and this is what you need, and make sure it go down this way. And then, like I said, you learn as you go along. And, you know, as you learn, you pass the jewels down to the next generation, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of going along, it's been a tough road for y'all, man, with all the untimely demises of your family members, and you guys are a family. That's what I also thought was remarkable, because I've been knowing your nephew for years, since like the beginning of the 90s, and he never once mentioned that you guys were related. It just happened to be one day I saw a post and he said, yeah, you know, these are my people, and I'm like, wow. I'm just glad that as a family you guys were able to keep it together, even with all the losses of all the other members that, you know, you've had the privilege with, not just to record, do music, travel the world, but they were your family, man. So I do
understand
the seriousness of it all, you know. We do want to send our condolences to all your loved
CC.
Ones that aren't
here. Yeah. Yeah, the ones that passed away, so as people all know, it's our brother, me and Khalil's brother. And, you know, Zion's our nephew, the other member. He's our nephew, but TC is me and Khalil's brother. Jesse D was all of our uncle. That's our mother's brother. That's our mother's brother, Jesse. Mercury was the second cousin of us. Trisco was the only one not blood related, but just the rest of us were all pretty much blood related, except Trisco.
Even your DJ pass. It's like, damn.
How much
can one group withstand? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, man.
You guys have,
shout out to K-1,
God's been on your side.
K-1.
God has definitely been on your side, man.
Yeah, man. We're still holding it down, the three of us, man.
Exactly. Especially to be out here still active, still healthy, still working, you know, still grinding, still shining. That's commendable as well, too, man. Let's get into another song. Because all these women talking about, when you going to play that music? You be talking too much. You just need talking. Well, shit. That's what we do, man.
Tell them, girls.
And to me, when I can meet an artist that I've always listened to and respect, I be wanting to talk, man, because it's like, damn, man. I be wanting to know everything, because I was a kid back in the day that would get the album, read the credits. I would know who the drummer was. I'm out reading the back of the albums. And, you know, so I've always felt like that I've known these artists. So now for me to be able to sit down and talk to them, I kind of get carried away sometimes.
Hey, Tweet, remember they used to have some of the albums, on the albums only, you could open it up in the inside of the paper. It had the lyrics on there too, man.
Yeah, I remember
those days. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, what a good old day. Even Bootsy gave us some glasses. He had a little cutout glasses that we buy the Bootsy album. Those were the days. It ain't number love over here, y'all. 90.2 FM, you listen to the After Six Cruise Mix. with the hardest working men, third degree OGs, Force MDs. We'll be right back.
There we go.
Just remember, the doors in your heart will always be open to you.
Welcome you, please your soul, for deep in my heart, deep in
Hi, I'm Dave Tyson.
And I'm Gerald Alston.
And I'm Troy May.
Together, we're the Mighty Manhattans.
And you're listening to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Low Rider Oldies, on the After Six Cruise Mix. Check out our website, www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye.com. And stay tuned to Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Lauren June Jones, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM, Ism, on the After Six Cruise Mix. Tell a hater to tell a player, we're rolling, and the kind flow. Here dig.
And you know this, man. We rolling over here each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure to tune in. That's all you got to do. Tune in. It ain't no telling who will be live with us. That's why it's important for you to hit the follow button. Then you'll be able to receive notifications and alerts. Or you can visit my website, tweakalike.com. You can get your merchandise, your apparel, your Stacey Adams. You can get Men One Shop, see the videos, see everything that we're about over here. With that being said, of course, MDs.
Tweet, hold up.
Yes,
Tweet, you know you had to do it, man. Thank you for playing my song, brother. Love is the house and you got the key. Come
there
on now, it wouldn't be complete without it. It wouldn't be complete without it, man.
Yes, indeed.
That's the number one hit, man. That was the number one hit.
Man, what brought about that song, brothers, if I may ask, please?
Oh, yeah. After Tender Love blew up so big, you know, they tried to do a follow-up song. We couldn't get Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to do another song because the record company didn't want to, you know, pay the budget on that. So,
I didn't even know they did Tender
about.
Love. Wow, that makes
Jimmy
sense. Yeah, jeez, this
is right. Love is a house. Sounds like Jimmy Jam and Terry. How did you guys recreate
the sound?
Because I thought was them.
Tender Love, if y'all didn't know, I'm saying, fun fact, if y'all didn't know, Tender Love was Jammin' Lewis's first crossover hit out of all the records they made. That was the first in the gate to go top 10 pop.
Wow, it makes sense now, though, but I never knew that, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
And they was going to give it to New Edition.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they had some contractual problems. They couldn't do it, so they gave the record to us. And boom, you know, we went in the studio for 2 hours and knocked it out. And it became a, you know, classic, as we know, man. You know,
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
But you know, like I said, we couldn't get them. Our record company didn't want to pay them to do another record. After Tender Love blew up, then Janet came out, and Janet Janet went to the moon. So.
Their price was based on their talent.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That was good.
Hey,
speaking on New Edition briefly, let me ask this. Did you guys ever have like competition or beef with New Edition? Because it seems like you guys are right in that same pocket at that time.
No, they kind of took off.
It was friendly competition.
You know, I'm keeping like I'm talking about the 80s, like not New Edition now with Johnny Gill. I'm talking about back in the
80s.
When they first came out. It was real competition, man. It was like, you know, some nights we took it. It was like real competitive, man. You know.
I'm
talking about the fans. But the fans say, "Yo, man, Force D stole the show." You know, it's been some nights, man. But you know. But we just highly respect them so much, man. Of, you know, their craft and what they do, you know, their showmanship, you know, and they learn, you know, they'll tell you that it's an interview that tell you that we are one of the groups that made them step their A plus game up when they got on stage with us and them. You know, so we was kind of similar. We was a little older. They, you know, five man groups, and it was like, you know, everybody was hungry. We had bibs on. Everybody had bibs on. Hungry, you know. At
right,
that time,
right.
You know, just coming up, man. So
I can imagine. Because y'all in that
all
same
right,
pocket.
Let's keep it
one
real,
more
thing. Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, let's get to the meat and potatoes. What group did you know that y'all could turn out on any given night? But you had to tolerate them anyway, but y'all never really liked them. I want to know the real. Give me the real. Who did you know that, man, these boys can't fade us? Watch this right here.
Look, it was a lot of groups that couldn't fade us, man. Let's put it like that. So we ain't got to name nobody.
All right.
Yeah. They said we ain't calling our names now. Can I ask y'all this? What made you change your name from the Force MCs to the Force MDs?
Okay, let me try to make that long story short, because it's but now me and Mercury, this is Stevie D, me and Mercury out of the group. Before we was in a separate group at one time called just Dr. Rock. We had a DJ named Dr. Rock. We had a cousin K-Wan. He's in the group too. It was Dr. Rock, me, and Mercury. Mercury and me. I'm right. Okay. We called Dr. Rock and the Force MCs. You know, we was the first out of Staten Island, or way before Wu-Tang, when it came to hip hop, you know, representing for the borough of Staten Island. So we made a name for ourselves in underground hip hop back then, and this is like 81, 82. We was like one of the hottest underground hip hop acts out. But me, Stevie, I was in two groups, and I was with my brothers. My brother is TC, my uncle is Jesse, my brother is Khalil. We was a four-man group called the Fantastic LDs, because me, TC, and Khalil are brothers, and our last name is Daniels, and our uncle Jesse's our last name is Lundy, and our uncle Jesse's last name is Daniels. So we was in two groups. So I was in two groups, and then when Tommy Boy, when Mr. Magic from the radio station discovered us on the LDs singing on the Staten Island Ferry, he said, yo, you got to go to Tommy Boy. So we went to Tommy Boy. We brought everybody, Mercury and everybody. And he says, yo, y'all can sing and y'all can rap. I got two names. I got Force MCs and you got LDs. What y'all going to name yourself?
So, I got two groups in one.
Yeah. He had two groups in one. You know, he had a hip-hop group that was doing it, and he had the same group. So he says, which we were going to call y'all. We can't name y'all two names. So we said we couldn't say LDs when we had Mercury, because we added Trisco. He's the last guy we added in the group coming to Tommy Boy. So we couldn't use our two last names without using Mercury and Trisco's last name. So we used Force to cover everybody's last name. And we couldn't say MCs because we were singers too. So we said we took the MC out and put MDs. That stands for musical diversity. So that's what that's what Force MDs stands for. Music. That's what we changed our name to Force MDs.
Okay.
And that's what we got signed.
Thank you.
You know, just get clearing it out.
Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Well, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know. Force MDs, Sweet Dreams, y'all. 93.Tweet FM is check it out. They be singing on this one.
Oh yeah.
Gonna have sweet dreams, baby, after we meet. We're gonna have sweet dreams that last after we make sweet love.
Dreaming of sweet love.
I love
you. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Good fortune recently in terms of being able to tour with Madonna, is that right?
Yeah, that was really
cool. Yeah, we did a European tour throughout the ending of the summer. It happened because she was doing like the movie, the premiere of the movie, Who's That Girl? So we went to the premiere of the movie. From there, we went to this after party. So we was all hanging out at the after party. A lot of producers and promoters and people like that was there. And we was just singing around doing acapella like we always do. So she heard it, and she went and told her manager about it, and he came over. He peeped it out. And we did it again for him. And she said, yo, we want y'all to open up.
Let me hear a little bit of what you sung and made Madonna put you on her show.
Okay, who's that girl?
Let me love you in the sunshine. Let me hold you, baby, all night. Let me touch you in the moonlight. Let me love you. Gonna make you all mine.
Hit it, baby.
Listen, y'all, you better listen real clear. We got from Sing Room Charlton here with the fourth MGs who travel around the world. We met Madonna and Who's That Girl? So listen, y'all, we got from Sing
Room. Fourth MD.
This is Lauren G. Jones. You're tuned into 93.3 FM. Here's them. On the After Six Cruise Mix, tell a hater to tell a player, we're rolling in the kind slope. Here they.
What's up, everybody? I'm MCJB of JJ Fad, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, lowrider oldies that are so supersonic. Yeah, that's it.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Jasper from the world-famous Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're riding on the Caravan of Love, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
This is what we do, and we do it well, each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. It's simple, man. If y'all ain't got nothing to do on a Thursday, Why not spend it with me, man? Spend it with the Force MDs. Spend it with G Lou. So, gentlemen, we're in 2024. What's on the horizon for you guys? What y'all got in store for us? We're in the third month of the year. What surprises, man, y'all got for us?
Well, let me. This is Khalil talking. We got a lot of new music. We got the documentary that's going to be dropping. Steve's book. Our nephew Zion has a project with Ice-T, and he has another couple of projects. And putting together a lot of tour dates ourselves. So kind of like self-motivated, and we got a lot of different things in our hands and a lot of things that we're proud to say that, you know, we're spearheaded in and that we're pretty much focused. Because our, you know, our mission is to continue the legacy.
Indeed. That's it.
And I gotta say this is Stevie talking. This is Stevie for a second. I'd like to thank the borough of Staten Island for giving the 470s their street name called the 470s Way, right now hood. That was a really big thing for us because, you know, us losing other members, I know their spirit was with us, and we definitely earned it, you know, being a part of the Staten Island, being the first act to come out of Staten Island, New York. So, you know, and you know, we just were really, really appreciative of that, you know, of that honor. So I just wanted to let people know that was a great honor for us.
Wow, yeah, that's big, man. I ain't even got a street named after me. I'm hood famous, but damn, I ain't got no street. And I got a gold record too. You know, it's like damn, I can't get a streak, but it's all good, man. Congratulations on that milestone, because it ain't easy. It ain't easy to be acknowledged by your
at
peers.
All.
And right. And a lot of
y'all,
times.
Let me say we got a Southern Soul record, man, that just went number one on the Southern Soul charts. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Urban Influencers, and it's number 5 or 4 on the Southern Network chart right now. It's called I'm Gonna Tell Her. I know we're gonna talk about that later, but I'm just saying, you know, we're starting a year of good, you know, popping popcorn, you know what I mean?
Right, but I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna play it. And you know why I'm not gonna play it?
Why you gonna play it?
I'm gonna play with y'all, man. Can I play it now? You know, can I play it now?
Just play it now, sweet.
It's got a dandada. Say no more. Got you.
Hey, babe, what's going on? Why are you so upset?
Somebody's been calling your phone all night.
Nobody calling my phone, girl. Who called
my phone? Whose number is that in your phone?
You looking at my phone? What am I for?
You think you slut?
Living a life with no regrets and no doubts. Never thought I'd get caught up in such a lie.
All this
sneaking and creeping around, girl, it got me stressing, yeah. I like your sex all booty firm, dress, but it was lust with no love, and we confirmed that. It was a feeling, we was addicts, that was our fix. She had a thrill, I had a thrill, girl, and that was it. But now you're calling like a stalker, afraid of dragonish. So the bourbon that chance I did, I'm gonna tell her.
And you're tuned into 93.3 FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
Hello, everybody. This is Alpha Anderson, former lead vocalist of the group Chic, and you are listening to 93.3 FM.
Hey, this is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.Tweed FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
My name is C-H-O-C-L-E-T. Patrice Bay from Graham Central Station, and you are funking with 93.3 FM Spectacular Lowrider Oldie on the After Six Cruise Mix. I've got my funk box with me, and I'm ready to dance. Can you handle that?
One more time for me.
Everybody be so into the hit radio stuff that they don't be listening to these artists' complete albums, man, because that right there, that is, that gets me. That gets me. I dig those type of joints, man, that you can play and a girl be like, what's the name of that song? And then you can tell, oh, baby, that's just, you know, that's my friends, man. That's the 4CMDs. That's the Lundy boys over there. You know how they get out.
Yeah.
That's how you come at them like that.
There you
that's
go.
How you come
there
at
you
them.
Go.
That's how you come at them. But I know one thing. Y'all got so many good songs, man, that I'm sure a lot of people, man, maybe tonight all y'all listeners out here, go back and replay those albums, and I bet you you'll find one on there that'll tear your mind apart, man.
I've done it every time. Tweet, you put me onto a couple I was sleeping on from the 4CMDs that are now some of my favorite 4CMDs songs. So, yes, you guys have a great catalog. But speaking of your songs, can I ask you guys, what is your favorite song to perform, or what do you get the most love from or people want to hear when you perform?
All right, Zane.
Definitely tender love and love is a house. Here I go again. A lot of people love that. So yeah, me too. That's what I would have been the number one. Man, that one right. I'm telling you, man. Guaranteed every time.
And that tear.
Let me say this tweet. My nephew Zion, he got a project he did with Ice-T. It's called Butter Smooth. I guarantee y'all, pull that up and listen to some of those things. You know we coming for real for 2024. You know what I mean? Y'all need to email that to me,
and I'll put it in rotation for you, man. I got
you. You're going to love it. Trust me.
Yeah, Zion on?
Yeah, man.
I want to give a shout out to our cousin Chris Lundy. Got to give him a shout out, man. That's the family right there.
Chris
the Fire.
We'll be the Psycho. That's my boy, man.
Yeah.
I used to be a rapper back in the day, and we crossed paths, man. Man, we've been friends ever since, man. So it just
goes to show the world is
very small. So what I need for you guys, the 4CMDs, I need for you to go to all the famous people that you know and say, man, y'all need to go over there on Tweed's podcast because he has everybody. He's interviewed damn near 85% of everybody on TV One Unsung. You'll definitely have a good time. That's what
yeah,
I need for y'all.
Yeah, we listened and we're like, dang, everybody came on his show. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
We here, man.
If I started naming names, it would look like I was bragging. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get into
like
some more.
Tweet. That's what it sound like, Tweet.
Well, hey, my granddaddy used to always tell me, if sometimes you gotta shine your own shoes. That's deep right there, boy.
Don't mess with me.
I'm a player, and I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna tell her. Believe me, I'm gonna tell her. Okay.
There you go.
So y'all probably got how many kids y'all got? Because man, when you be on the road. You know, man, like all the rappers that I know got kids all across the country and stuff. You know, you do be meeting ladies, especially if you're a single, handsome dude. You know, man, you high value. You got on the shiny suits and all of that. Do y'all got a lot of kids or
Since you get off that tour bus
and, man, all eyes on you. Been there, done that. I know the feeling, man. I just hope that y'all practice protection. Don't get burnt on the road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know cats got burnt on the road. K came back with some stuff that is like the doctor didn't even want to touch it.
lucky that didn't happen here.
Thanks.
But you know something, Tweed? It's like a lot of us, like some of the guys in the group, TC, Mercury, you know, rest in peace, but I'm saying they got like 8 kids. Mercury got 7 kids. Jesse got 7 kids. Trisco got 5 kids. I got 7 kids.
You are not the only person. Seven kids. It's a lot of rappers, nice. Man. Got kids all over the country, man.
Yeah, all over the country, man.
It's an occupational hazard, I guess.
Yeah, I had a few incidents. People calling. We had a 10-15 year old. Hey, I think this is your son and this is your daughter. Don't tell me now, you know. But that happens, man. That definitely happens, man.
It does.
Yeah, man. Them love songs you be making don't make it easy, man. It just
exactly. You ain't said the draws, no word.
The draws fall off quicker, boy.
Indeed. 90.3 FM ism. Especially when y'all play this right.
Tender, pulling me close to you, baby. mama.
Thinking about you all the time.
Ain't no way you ain't gonna be mine.
And I put that on everything I love, girl.
I wanna make you happy. So you need to
take your time, no need to rush.
Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.Tweed FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick, and you're listening to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac on 93.Tweed FMism. Low rider music and all the shit that your parents used to fuck to.
And we are back live on the premises. 93.Tweed FMism. Spectacular low rider music, R&B, and everything all in between. We are privy tonight to have our special distinguished guest, Third Degree OGs, the Force MDs, live on the premises. So, gentlemen,
right,
we got this great career going. We got a beautiful family. You're surrounded by family and friends, colleagues, associates, industry people. What do you guys do when you're not doing music? You guys got any hobbies or, you know, do you paint? Do you play golf, tennis? Do you be in the casinos playing blackjack? What do y'all do, man, when y'all just be chilling?
Well, we do a lot. We got a media company, a logistics company, and we do other stuff like that. You know, especially like we love to travel, just like with the family, like just traveling around. And I love boxing, so I'm always at the boxing shows, and Steve's always at the basketball games, and you know, Zion's always at karate.
I can dig it. Well, me personally, I watch Meekum Auto Auction, Barrett Jackson. I'm in the classic car auctions. I like that, man. I like car shows. That's kind of my pastime hobby. It's kind of fulfilling just to get a matter of fact. Today is the first day there in Henderson, Arizona today. No, I'm sorry, Glendale, Arizona. Today was the first day. Actually, I watched the first episode today. It'll be on tomorrow at 11 o'clock Pacific time. Y'all need to check it out. It's the Mecum Auto Auctions. They got some beautiful cars coming down that line, man. Oh,
wow.
My God.
Classic cars.
Oh, my God. The flyest ones you would ever. All the cars you used to dream about that you couldn't afford back then, they're coming down that line now. They're affordable. They're very affordable. Mm. So, man, that's how I spend, like, a lot of my spare time and listen to this music and, you know, trying to network with all these artists that I've admired throughout the years. And I would love to get a radio drop from you guys as well, Khalil. I could send you another email if you guys could, you know, give me like a little cool radio drop. Then you'll you'll be on the Gold Walk of Fame with all your other colleagues. Be a beautiful thing.
Okay. We got you, man. It's never love, brother. We're loving it.
Man.
See you there.
I know it's past y'all bedtime. It's 12 o'clock y'all time.
Yeah, I'm here.
Damn near.
I'm here.
So...
Not yet.
It's
11:20 our time.
Okay, well,
here
I go
again in tears, brother.
Okay, well, don't tap out on me.
I hope that I told Chris to send it to you. I hope you got the Happy Valentine's joint, man.
Actually, he sent it to me, but I didn't upload it. I'm sorry about that one.
This is me, man. That's one of our coldest songs we ever made, man. A big sleeper. Happy Valentine's, I'm trying to tell you.
Wow, and I slept on it.
You got to get that one.
And
you
I slept on it.
That's a bit.
I slept
yes,
on it, too.
That's one of that's
I tell
that
you
play.
What, man. I will play it next week, guaranteed. All you got to do is call this number, and I dedicate it to you. If you want to say something to the people, you can do that as well. Let me, I got one for you, man. Hold on. Where is this at? Let me find this one. Because I thought that this was kind of cool, too. And it kind of took me back for the simple fact that I wasn't expecting nothing like this at all. And then where is it? Oh, also, you guys did a New Edition remake. But Can You Stand the Rain? I thought that was phenomenal, too.
Yeah.
Let me play this for G Lou. G Lou, check this out, man.
Okay.
They didn't want to, you know, they trying to be all cool and friendly with everybody, but how you going to take a song, do a diss, and throw your twist on it? Get out of here, y'all. Y'all knew what y'all was doing.
Just played around with it.
That's Big Boy Tweed FM. Here we go, y'all. They can't stand the rain from the force of D.
On the perfect day, I knew that I'd keep. Yeah. emotions.
I'm Rhonda.
I'm Wendy.
And I'm YN.
And you are listening to 93.3 FM.
Classic oldies on the After Six crew.
Let's rejoice with Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.3 FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.3 FM.
We are your boys to you.
And we would like to introduce Sweet
Cadillac.
Oh, baby.
Don't stop the music.
Now, take him to church.
The almighty Force MD. Force MDs. May the Force be with us. May the Force be with us. You, us, G Lou, everybody, man. Just may the Force be with you, man. Always, man, follow your dreams. Please believe that the day that you stop trying is the day that you start dying. And what you do today will dictate tomorrow, man. So stay blessed and geared for success, because it ain't no such thing as luck. It's where opportunity meets preparation, and ain't nothing going to work unless you do. So if you're going through hell, just simply keep on going, man. That being said, the Force MDs, how do your fans and friends and colleagues, man, follow you or link up with you music-wise? You know, man, what's your social media? You know, man, give out your address and your social security number real quick.
everything's at Force MDs. It's at official Force MDs on Twitter, Force MDs on Facebook, Force MDs on Twitter. And the website is www.theforcemds.com.
I was just on there a minute ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So all everything, man, the booking information is there for you guys, the music picks, concert dates, contact information. So you have no excuses.
Yep.
If you want Force MDs in your town, just go to their official website, click on that contact button, Khalil will get right to you. And it's a done deal.
Back around.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
We ready for the West Coast, man. Come on, West Coast. Get the Force of G's out there. We ready.
Y'all ready? Y'all go sing Tears three times
all
in a
right,
row?
Man. Come on, man. Come on. And here I go
encores.
Again. Yeah.
I got to do encores and shit.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Y'all ready, though?
You ready, man. You ready? Yeah, but here I go again, Tears, baby.
And look, summer is coming up. Summer is coming up. It's a promoter, by the name of Bobby D. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they have a lineup that's coming actually prior to the summer. Matter of fact, Khalil, I email it to you. You might could still get booked on this one, too. But he's a guy that you guys kind of want to stay close to, because he has, like, major venues. And everybody that's somebody is there. I'm surprised you guys never heard of him. Bobby D Presents.
No, I heard of Bobby D.
Yeah, you guys need to. He can get y'all some work. and all you have to do is say your name, and it should be a done deal. You feel me? Shouldn't be no haggling or none of that good shit. And you just tell him, look, my price is based on our talent. So it's a done deal. You know, let me go with this one, y'all. We got 25 more minutes left. G. Lou, man, what you would like to say in regards to the almighty Force MDs, third degree
man,
OG?
I'm just in awe, man. I'm loving this whole conversation. Get down the history. You know, like I told you earlier, you guys are one of my favorite groups from, you know, bringing it in to what you did from that time, from the beginning days of all of this stuff, far as the hip-hop scene and all that, to transform into the great vocalist that you are and all the classics, man. It's just incredible, and it's just an honor to have you here. I've been really anticipating this night tonight, man. So just thank you, brother. I'm just taking it in, enjoying it.
Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Also, we would like to ask you if by any chance could we possibly bootleg some T-shirts from you guys? And we want to say Force MDs on the back. And then, no, Force MDs on the front. And on the back, it's going to say third degree OGs. We only going to sell it for like $68 a piece. We only going to sell it for $68 a piece, man.
Don't.
93.2 FM.
We had a good time. It don't even seem like it. You know, it's late out here, man. You made it feel like it's early, man. We appreciate you.
Wow.
Man. We had a good time, man.
Lou be telling me the same thing. He said, man, you know, man, a lot of these cats be on the East Coast. They be tired. A lot of cats is like older in age. Man, we had Dionne Warwick stay on for 2 hours. And like, we like, hey, no way she going to stay on. She's too big. She ain't going to do it. She actually had so much fun till she did it, man. She actually did it. And we could not believe it either, man. And rest in peace to Sarah Dash. Man, we had a ball with Sarah Dash right before she passed as well, man.
She
was so cool of a lady, man. So cool of a lady. 93.2 FM. Here I go again with the Force MD.
Let's go.
T-shirts available.
Just the one.
T-shirts available next week.
You and I have differences on that we can agree. But the thing that really hangs me up is your touch still sets me free.
time.
Everybody, you guys need to go to sarahdash.net. She's also on Facebook. Are you on Instagram as well, Ms. Dash?
My hashtag is Sarah as in Dash, A-S-I-N-D-A-S-H. So that's Sarah as in Dash hashtag. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social media links.
And the website is sarahdash.net. So now can we itchy gitchy I
You
want to
do some Lady Marmalade? You want to get
yeah, man. I
want
to just da da da, mama.
Da da, you want to get your ya ya? Okay,
yeah,
get
mama.
Your ya ya.
Yeah,
oh,
mama. That was simply marvelous. 93.2 FM, the Force MDs. Hey, y'all.
Hey, yo, you still
right there.
Hey, you know what's going on.
You got.
Hey, speaking of Here I Go Again, do you know that this is 2024, right? Technology
right.
is at an all-time high. It's at an all-time high. Have you guys ever thought about going in there and remixing that, re-recording that, and give it a better twist? Just redo it again. Lightning can strike twice. Who said it can't?
Mm-hmm.
And man,
hey.
Soon as the word gets out, man, you know the Force and D's just remix Here I Go Again. People's going to want to hear it, man. I would take the chance and just try and see if it'll work. Don't nothing be the failure but a try. Feel me? That shit
right.
just might
right
work,
on.
Man. It really might
right
work. It really might work. And imagine if it does work. If you can bring a song back after 25, 30 plus years and it become another hit. But everybody loved that song, man. Why not go back in the studio and twist it back up and, you know, throw some more hell of acapellos on it. And man, y'all know what y'all doing, man. Get up in there and do that so I can sell more bootleg T-shirts. That's y'all need to make that happen. Man, it's a great idea, man. Y'all actually need to think about it because stranger things have happened. And at least try, man. Just go in there. I'm sure y'all got 95 studios you can go to. You feel me? Go in there and just do a little demo. See if the feeling is there. See if it sound right. And drop it and re-release it. Why not?
Hey, sounds like something. We're going to talk about that, man.
It's just worth a try, man. As long as y'all still got y'all published and everything, you can do it. Can't nobody stop you. It ain't no damn excuses. Go back in there and do that song again. Just take a chance, man. Take a chance. I mean,
sounds good. Good idea, sweet.
How could it hurt?
Can't hurt.
It can't hurt.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Why not? Because imagine when y'all put them headphones on, right? And y'all got the little candles lit. I'll send y'all over a case of Old English. And y'all be up in there. And imagine, man, the feeling that you would get, man. And You feel me? It shouldn't really be hard to be able to do that again. It shouldn't be able to do that.
But I'm going to need Coke 45, man.
I thought you were going to say St. Ives or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you. 19.2 FM. We got the Force MDs, G. Lou, Tweet Cadillac. Check it out.
Come on, y'all. Don't be scared. Because y'all are my nephews. So he finally got us to do it because we were so stuck in singing in the hood in front of all our people in the project. But he definitely got us to sing in front of a whole new genre of people, all races and creeds of people. That really did, like Khalil was saying, that really trained us to be entertainers. That's why it's so natural on stage. You see us, but we've been used to that by singing on the ferry and Times Square. So, you know, it was definitely a journey, and we think we got to thank the Rest in Peace Clue for Mr. Magic, man. Mr. Magic, he got us to sing. He introduced us to Tommy Boy. We sung in Tommy Boy's house, or this is one. We didn't make no demo. We sung a cappella in front of Tommy Boy, and that's what happened from there, man. It all happened from there. And, you know, I feel right now, hope I'm not talking too much, I'm just...
Go ahead.
I'm just feeling right now, you know, that TC and Mercury, Dr. Rock, they all sick with us here right now, spiritually. I know they all watching, but they probably sitting next to you. You know, my brother Khalil, so happy he came back to the group. He started the journey with us, but left, but he did come back. So he's always the original Ghost MD. So now you know, y'all know Khalil now, right?
I want to say this to my nephew, Khalil. Y'all know me and him gonna get along. But it's a good feeling, you know what I'm saying? As years go by and you get older and you get more wiser, you know that love starts coming back. And I want to thank Khalil for keeping his brand. You know what I mean? Because he did put the work in. He made sure that he kept it moving regardless. And that really enlightened me to get my stuff together.
So
when he put his foot down and he kept it going, so y'all gotta give him some love for that.
Trisco, little man, big voice. Trisco, you know, Trisco made such a, I wanna go, your name was Trisco. He had this powerful voice. And, you know, like we talked about in the documentary about T.C. Lee, you know, that wasn't our decision. That was Tommy Boy's decision. We couldn't help that. We know Trisco's a powerhouse singer, and we just happy we had all that talent on our team to make the sound good for y'all.
And I want to say the sound sounded good. To you guys, this might have just been a regular old interview, but in my life, to me, this was a milestone because I actually had the pleasure of sitting down for 2 hours of your life and you shared with me. So I want to say I greatly appreciate and I'm honored to have you guys come and, you know, share love. And the love is reciprocated. If you ever want to come back, I'm so easy to find. Please believe, you're more than welcome. But yeah. I do want to say, man, thank each and every one of you for taking the time out to even come in. Sometimes it be hard, and I be scary because a lot of times groups are booked and then they don't show up. It's happened twice to me with Albie Shore and Curtis Blow, and I be having nightmares. You know, it's like, damn, what else is they gonna show up? And we be live. G. Lou, hey, tell him, G. Lou.
Man.
Sometimes, man, you know, and we try to be as professional as we can, be welcoming to the artists, but, you know, it's like, man, that's our worst fear. We promote a show and then artists don't show up and then come back with a bullshit reason why they couldn't at least call or tell us something. So, man, I was kind of worried. I didn't mean to blow your phones up, your emails, but, you know, business is business. And to me, it was more of just a chance to meet you. It wasn't about the interview. It was just to be able to, you know, chop game with y'all. And it really was a milestone in my life. So I definitely, from the bottom of my heart, man, want to thank y'all. And I'm going to need y'all to send the iced tea joint. And we're going to play that. If you guys want to come back, you're absolutely more than welcome. It's not a problem at all. All you gotta do is just say my name. Is any last words you want to say to your fans?
Hey, everybody that was listening, this is Stevie. Everybody that was listening and You know, we all we deeply appreciate it. We really appreciate us being on your show, man. You know, you give a good vibe, man. You made us feel relaxed and you feel like we knew each other for years, man. And we like that, man. And anytime you need us, you know, we're a phone call away, man. And we got you, man. Anytime we come to LA, whatever, we hanging out with. We're hanging out with Tweed Cadillac.
Exactly, and that's really what it's about. That's really what it's about.
Hold on, Tweet. Hey,
yes,
Tweet, this Khalil. Let me say something, man. I got to get this off my chest, man. You know, I don't like holding stuff in. I know Tweet for like 20 years. He owed me $40 for 20 years. For 20 years, he couldn't give me $2 a year. So he couldn't give me $2 a year. You know, but we ain't gonna talk no more about this on air. But you know, we need to hash this out, man.
I got you. Don't even worry about it.
Sweet, all right.
All right. Don't even worry about it, because me and G Lou, man, print out these bootleg T-shirts, we're gonna have some money, man. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be able to pay up all of our debts, G Lou. You know, man, we're gonna be on Crenshaw selling Force and D T-shirts for the next 3 weekends, because we got to get these boys their money.
It's been a pleasure, brother.
It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, perfect. Shout out to Quest the Fire.
Yes,
Scooby the Psycho, Quest the Fire, man.
This is one of the best. Thank y'all, man.
Thank
all right, man. Remember, happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's. Remember that.
Next week, I got you.
Right.
Sweet. Send me the drop. We'll get it to you, all right?
Beautiful, sir. Thank y'all so much, man. Man, God
all
bless
right,
y'all.
Man. Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
D-Lil, man, great episode as usual.
Man, classic.
Man, I had a ball as well, man. Cool, man. Until next week, we got some surprises. You know how they say we ain't going to show our hand until it's time to show our hand. But we got some surprises coming for y'all, so. Make sure I'm online. Listeners, hit the follow button, and it's a done deal.
I'm glad Blog Talk acted right tonight, boy. I was worried because they tripped on me last night. So thank you, Blog Talk. Tonight was epic.
And the funny part about it, I called last night, and it's like no shows are scheduled. So I'm like, what? I was rushing home.
You knew that was some bullshit.
And then Queen told me today, like, we tripped out on us last night. She prayed for me, and I said, oh, please don't let that happen.
Yeah.
And I got the Force coming. Oh, that would have been so embarrassing. But,
it
went down.
Yes,
until
sir.
Next
Thank
week.
Thank you, Blog Talk.
And until tomorrow, Flashback Friday is tomorrow night. Make sure to tune in to the G Lou Show, live with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Until next week, we'll see you. God bless each and every one of y'all. Peace.
Peace.